I have an offer you can't refuse. Thank you for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU. And I'd like to offer you access to the one and only Russ Collins, the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. He's here for our weekly feature called Cinema Chat, where we talk all things movies. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm still recovering my sleep from the Oscars.
Staying up, yeah. What time did that end? About 3 in the morning? I think I may have already been here.
A little before midnight, but it was a late night, but a good one. Chris Rock, I thought, did a great job. He got good reviews, so dealt with controversial issues in a humorous but poignant way, so that was pretty tough to do.
It started after my bedtime, so I did not see any of that.
And Mad Max Fury Road actually won the most Oscars, although it didn't win the top prizes. That obviously went to Spotlight, which was kind of an indie film. And another indie film that won quite a few awards was Room, which won Best Actress and Original Screenplay.
Right.
Again, the reviews were good, and there's been lots of coverage on that. But this Independent Spirit Awards,
that's
were
right,
also
which
day
got
before.
Very little coverage comparatively speaking.
That's right. Spotlight was the big winner there. It won 5 awards, including Best Feature, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Editing, and the Robert Altman Award, which we in this part of the world were very sympathetic to Robert Altman since his archives are
right
here in our community. And also, the Best First Feature went to The Diary of a Teenage Girl, which was based on a graphic novel written by a local professor here in the art school at the University of Michigan, Phoebe Glockner. So congratulations to Phoebe Glockner.
Yes, congratulations indeed.
And the folks that she worked with in the creation of the film version of The Diary of a Teenage Girl.
What a robust arts and cultural community we have here in this area. We've got Leith Al-Saadi on The Voice.
That's
and
right.
People winning Independent Spirit Awards. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah, and one of the things we're really proud of at the Michigan Theater is that many, many, many communities don't get to see the films that are nominated for awards. Now, that Mad Max Fury Road obviously played everywhere. The Revenant, which was a big award winner, the director, Mr. Iñárritu, won. And but things like The Look of Silence, which won the Spirit Award for Best Documentary, that was part of Cinetopia. Tangerine, which won the Best Supporting Female Road for Maya Taylor, was a film that played only in a few theaters around the country. Son of Saul, which is won both the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film and the Independent Spirit Award for International Film, is playing right now at the Michigan Theater. So there's this tremendous opportunity, and like you said, we have a very rich cultural environment in our community that, you know, thankfully, because of a journalistic outlet like WEMU, people can find out about. Spotlight was all about journalism, and that's a pretty interesting dynamic because that's under a huge amount of change.
Speaking of arts and culture, and we'll be talking about this in depth next week, but the Ann Arbor Film Festival is about to get underway.
That's right. It's coming up here in the middle of the month.
Exactly.
Starting on the 15th. So Spotlight, we're bringing that back. The only place you can see it is in theaters right now. So Michael Keaton, Mark Ruffalo, Rachel McAdams, and that great cast will be performing Spotlight at the Michigan Theater this week. We won't be here long, but if you missed it, go check it out. And Son of Saul is also continuing to play a really dynamic, difficult, but dynamic film about the Holocaust, but a very personal story. Also, the Oscar shorts are playing just a few more times if you didn't get to see those. And a very entertaining film, wasn't part of the award world, was Lady in the Van is currently at the State Theater, as is Michael Moore's new film, Where to Invade
Next, right?
But opening this week is a film that I'm very much looking forward to. It's by Laurie Anderson, the performance artist who made it pretty big in the 80s and 90s as a live performer in New York and, frankly, around the world.
She married Lou Reed, didn't she?
And she married Lou Reed, so she's the widow of Lou Reed. And the film is called Heart of a Dog, and it is a cinematic poem about a lot of things, about life, but it's also about loss. She was very affectionate with a pet dog that they had, it's about the loss of that dog and the loss of her husband and the passing of life. It's not particularly a sad movie. It's as much about celebration as it is a lyrical poem about you know, living in the real world, and experiencing and having a rich experience as you live and as things change through time. The reviews on this are very strong. Heart of the Dog opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And at the State Theater, the biggest theatrical hit of 2015 in Japan, which is an animated film called The Boy and the Beast. And it's about this orphan boy who ends up being taken in by the community of beasts. Of course, it's an animated film, so these it makes more sense in that particular context. And the beasts are kind to him, but they just don't think that he has the heart and the capability to be as
significant
dynamic
warrior.
As the beasts are in the way that they live and move forward. But they find that this boy has pluck and dedication, and he makes it work. And again, this was...
I just want to say congratulations on successfully negotiating the word pluck.
That's right.
That had potential for all sorts of disaster.
But again, this was the big theatrical hit in Japan, and only in a community like ours are you going to be able to see this thing. But The Boy and the Beast opens at the State Theater.
You are listening to Boarding Edition and Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. David Fair sitting alongside Michigan Theater Executive Director and CEO Russ Collins. Some special screenings this week?
Yeah, we continue with our Bard series, which is Shakespeare on Film, celebrating the 2016 400th anniversary of William Shakespeare's passing away, with a Franco Zeffirelli version of The Taming of the Shrew that has a literal all-star cast, a legendary cast of Elizabeth Taylor and her husband at the time, Richard Burton, again, performing a film version of Taming of the Shrew. Franco Zeffirelli was known for his production of Romeo and Juliet, a very romantic version that was done in the 1970s. But this Taming of the Shrew is probably an even better version of that particular thing. That's going to be Monday at 7 o'clock. The Cinemagna series continues at the State Theater with Battle Royale, which is a classic Japanese manga film, and you got to go check that out. That's on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And then the Ann Arbor Palestinian Film Festival takes place at the Michigan and State Theater, and it kicks off on Thursday, March the 10th, with The Idol, which is a worldwide sensation about the Arab version of the Idol.
The American Idol thing.
The
singing competition.
And the particular winner of this version, which happened in 2013, caught on like wildfire, and it's a really interesting piece.
Let's hope that happens to Leith Al-Saadi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it couldn't happen to a more deserving guy. Great guitarist, great singer,
exactly.
And a local boy making good, even as we speak. London Has Fallen is a film that's opening up at the Multiplex, and it's about the fact that there's a funeral that's taking place for the Prime Minister of England, and world leaders are gathering for this funeral.
Modern day film?
It's a modern day film, but it ends up that this is a very, very bad thing that happens because terrorists attack all of these world leaders and it throws the world into chaos. A film that is tragic in a certain way, but it's played for humor, is Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Oh,
this is the Tina Fey movie, right?
Yes.
I'm already in. I just think she's hysterical.
Tina Fey volunteers to go cover things in Afghanistan when the war was going on there, and they were finding it difficult for people to go to Afghanistan because Iraq had broken out as well.
Right.
And she goes there for a three-month assignment but ends up staying there for 3 years. And she runs into another journalist played by Margot Robbie, and it is played for humor and pathos, and Whiskey Tango Foxtrot looks like a lot of fun.
It's kind of a fish-out-of-the-water story, and at the same time, there are some real gender issues that happen in that area
Absolutely.
Of the world. That she's going to have to negotiate in probably a very humorous way, I would imagine.
Yeah, and Tina Fey's a pretty attractive woman, but they make a comment that if you're pretty attractive, if in a situation like that, you become extremely attractive. And then Margot Robbie is just this complete knockout, and the dialogue between the two of them is very, very funny. So Whiskey Tango Foxtrot
opens
this Friday. And then maybe the best reviewed film of the weekend, believe it or not, is the Disney animation film called Zootopia.
I haven't heard a thing about it.
It currently has 100% positive reviews and is very aggressively reviewed as an interesting piece, because it's about a city with anthropomorphic characters, and it's very diverse. They have habitats that include a tundra dynamic and also a desert dynamic. So there's all these different animals that are living, and it's about equal rights and societal contexts and individual differences. And apparently it's brilliantly carried off for kids, for adults, for everyone. Zootopia opens this Friday at your local multiplex.
Well, I may try and take my grandson.
Yeah,
he's a little young, but the movement should keep him occupied, and I'll probably enjoy the movie a great deal.
Absolutely.
Sounds fun. There's a lot to choose from. We hope we'll see you at the movies. And we'll do this again next week with a focus on the Ann Arbor Film Festival. I hope you're going to join us next Thursday at 7:50. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department of 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.